And this particular house is history, according to my dear friend, the late Cynthia Bomtesini, who was Frank's niece, is the house where Frank and Maud met. And the story is, and I'll quote Cynthia because she's the best, if my Uncle Frank and Annie Maud hadn't met in this house, you do know there'd be no Oz to talk about. And that basically means that Frank Baum's life was in his books, a lot of his life, and of course, inspiration of his mother-in-law, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, especially women in Oz. So if he had not met Maud, none of those things would have happened. The book may have never been written. And as I have been saying today, all the different things with Oz, the 75th anniversary of the movie, all the way to the brand new movie that's coming out, Legends of Oz, which the story was written by Frank's great-grandson, Roger Baum, none of those things would have happened. So we find this house to be significant for that reason. This very special meeting happened in December of 1881 in this house. And Frank's sister, Harriet Neal, and her husband, William, lived in the house for quite a while. And it was Harriet, his sister, his Aunt Josephine, and his cousin Josie, who were the matchmaker. I call them the matchmaking trio. They were the ones that wanted Frank and Maud to meet. And Josie, Frank's cousin, was going to college at Cornell University, and so was Maud Gage. She was her roommate. So it was Josie's job to convince Maud to come. It was Harriet's, Frank's sister's, job to convince him to come. And they did so.